Today's recording is sponsored in honor and l'schus the birthday of Pia Olga Bas Yael Pnina. May she have a very successful year in all things physical and spiritual by her husband Amram Ben David. As we were just born into a new year, and we've been born again and refreshed from Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur, the holy books teach that the sukkah, the holiday of sukkahs, and the mitzvah of sukkah particularly, is the transition period that allows us to enter the new year. Just like a brand new baby, the first thing that is done is to wrap the baby in blankets to strengthen its body. That's what the sukkah is. It strengthens us as we've been born anew, Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur, to be able to enter the new year. And of course, we want to retain that freshness and that excitement with God for the entire year. And the sukkah also does that. It not only is the blankets like a baby is wrapped in that strengthens the new birth, it also allows us to enter the rest of the year with that same newness, rebirth, and vitality and maintain it. How is this done? There's an absolutely beautiful teaching from the Rebbe Maharash, Reb Shmuel of Lubavitch, whose Yahrzeit is today. And he explains as follows. He says that in the Song of Songs, twice God says to us, his bride, the Jewish people, Einayich Yoinim, you have eyes like a dove, dove's eyes. And the Zohar explains, what does it mean that God is saying we have eyes like a dove? The Zohar teaches that what's phenomenal about the dove, a pair of doves, the male and female doves, they, more than any other animal, stare at each other. They just stare at each other in the eye for a long time before mating. That's part of their process of intimacy, is that they stare at each other in the eye for a long time. And the sages teach that the doves never replace their mates. They don't mate with others like other animals. The male and female dove are a pair, and they're always staring at each other in the eyes. And the Zohar says that they get the greatest oineg, the greatest pleasure from just seeing each other, looking each other deeply. Ve'einam sveim b'ha'istaklus klam l'hafsik mimenu, and they never become satiated from looking at each other. They never stop looking and staring even for a moment. And so too the Zohar says the Jewish people and God are always staring at each other. That's what God means when he says to us, we have eyes like a dove. Just as in many verses in the Bible, it says that God is staring at us. Eine Hashem al tzaddikim, eine Hashem al yireiv. God is always looking at us, the Jewish people, with constant providence, supervision, and love. So too, we stare back at God. And that means the Rebbe Marash explains the Zohar that it's not enough to meditate in one's mind about God. Even though it's important to meditate in one's mind with closed eyes at times, Shema Yisrael, to hear and to meditate about God's unity, and to meditate in one's mind how all of reality is just the light of God, and all of the universe and all the worlds are just a faint ray and glimmer of God's light. And one meditates in the all-pervasive presence of God. But the Rebbe Marash says it's not enough to meditate. One has to then open one's eyes and stare at God as you're staring at the world around you, and never get satiated from looking at the reality and seeing God in reality, seeing all of reality as the light of God. That's having eyes like a dove. And that gives the greatest pleasure, because although when one meditates on God, one feels close to God, but to actually have the pleasure of actually gazing at the glory of the King, knowing that when you're looking at the world, you're seeing his light, that's the greatest pleasure. And that's another thing, that the sukkah is a manifestation of dove's wings, or eagle's wings in some books it says. Besides being the blankets that wrap a baby, what allows us to enter the rest of the year is that we're trained being in the sukkah. We have das, we have awareness. The sukkah represents dove and eagle's wings. It reminds us of the fact that our relationship with God is like a pair of doves. We enter the sukkah and we see the schach, we see the holy covering of the sukkah. And remember and know, and more than that, see God's presence in the world and around us within the sukkah. And sitting for 7 days in the sukkah, that trains us for the rest of the year to be in those wings, on dove's wings, to be looking at God as we view reality the rest of the year. But then the Rebbe Marash goes even deeper and says something absolutely astounding, a third thing that the sukkah is a manifestation of. How could we maintain the freshness? How could we go the whole year and be as excited about our new connection with God as we are now? How could we maintain that freshness of the beginning of the year? How does a sukkah allow that the seeing God, the staring at God every single day of our lives never loses that freshness and that excitement? How could we stare at our mate, at our lover God all the time and never lose that excitement and freshness? So the Rebbe Marash says that we know that one of God's names is Hamakom, the place. Ani makamo shel olam, God says, I am the place of the world. And the Rebbe Marash brings from the Sefer HaIkrim, a philosophical medieval work, when we say that God is the place, our place, what is the place that you're in? Is the place you're in actually where you are? Meaning the actual place, the void that you fill, where you actually are, the place that you take where your body is, that's the place where you are? Or is philosophically the place you are is the actual space around you in which you are? Is your place what you fill, or is your place within the space in which you are? And philosophically, and there are many sources saying both ways. And of course, when it comes to God, both are true. God is the place of the world, meaning He is immanent, He fills the world, He pervades the reality. All of worlds, what they are, is God. That's what it means, He's the place of the world. But it also means that He transcends reality, that all the worlds are within God's infinity. He's makif, He surrounds and transcends. He's the place of the world, means all the worlds are within His infinite transcendent light. And this latter place is what the sukkah is. The sukkah is makifim. The sukkah is the transcendent, infinite light of God within which we are. That's what the sukkah is a manifestation of. And you understand that within that light, there is no time and space. Time and space are created reality within God's transcendence. In that infinite essence of God, there is no time. Time was within Him. He transcends time. And so therefore there's nothing old. And what Kohelis, what Ecclesiastes says, that there's nothing new under the sun. That's only under the sun, the Zohar says. But above the sun, in God's infinity, everything is always new. Everything is always fresh. Everything is always born. Everything is the constant now. And when we enter the sukkah, we're entering that place of God's infinity, the place of the world that's the higher, transcendent space within which all reality is. We're entering that place of God in the deepest way. That's what the sukkah is. And in that place, we never could ever grow tired of staring at God's infinity because it's always now and it's always new and it's always infinite. May we strengthen our newborn baby selves in the blankets of the sukkah. May we then learn to always have the deepest joy of staring at God and the world around us in the wings of the dove of the sukkah. And may we always maintain the newness and the nowness, the always, the eternity of God's infinity through the makif, the transcendent place of God, which is the sukkah, which we will be entering tomorrow night.